Did you know that most Christian believers never share their faith, even though Jesus told us to go into all the world and make disciples? Well, today, my guest is Barry McGuire. And for many, many years, I think he testifies over 50 years, he has moved somebody every day, has moved them closer to Jesus. And his story is told in an exciting new book called Ignite Your Life. And his life is one of the most amazing I've ever known. He's the one who built up McGuire's Car Wax. And if you're a car guy, you know McGuire's is number one in the world. But you know, it's not just the fact that he's been successful. He's used that as a platform, which we'll talk about today in the Strang Report. So you want to stay tuned and find out how his favorite scripture, that all things work together for good, to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, applies to you in your life. Stay tuned. Welcome back and welcome to you, Barry McGuire. Thank you for taking time to be on my podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you about this book,
hey.
Ignite Your Life. Which is has blessed so many people, and your life has blessed people. You have a very interesting perspective. You're a businessman, but you see that your business is your mission field. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, all of us are in full-time ministry. Folks, if you're a Christian, you're watching right now, you're in full-time ministry. You may not like it, you may not recognize it, but you are. And here's the hard, cold facts. Everything you do and say every day is moving everybody watching you closer or further away from God. And your actions don't speak louder than your words. I don't agree with that. That's a misnomer because it's made a lot of people say, I don't need to say anything. That is the opposite of scripture, obviously. But your actions speak before your words. So when you share the love of God, it's matched by your words. If your actions match your words have power. If your actions don't match your words, it happens way too often. Your words are meaningless. It's just hypocritical. People have pay no attention to you. So we're all in full-time ministry. I often say we're all witnesses. Some of us are witnesses for the prosecution. You know, do you know the statistics show that most non-believers, non-Christians, don't want to be Christians because of Christians. They look at what Christians do, and I look at what Christians do. I look at their countenance. They're walking around with the weight of the world, or they're just scowling. And they, where was that joy a minute ago? At the moment of victory or defeat, something just bad, and the words that come out of the mouth, where did that come from? The stiffing of a waiter, the indiscourtesy, or whatever. People are watching us. They're always watching everything you do. Is moving everybody every day closer to Jesus. So you are, all of us are, it's not just me. And now I've been discovering thousands all over the United States are doing the same thing and recognize this. And here's the problem. The world is lost. We know that. I mean, golly gee, Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers. The problem is it's now 80% of us, more than 80% of America, are unbelievers. And so they see good as evil and evil as bad. We're bad. We're Christians. We're bad. But open borders and killing babies and defunding police, that's good. That's really good. Well, they're not evil. We get so mad at them. Even the politicians are just like, we're just, you know, if we're as interested in winning souls as we were in winning issues, we'd be a Christian nation. But instead, we're damning everybody for doing all these things, but they're lost, folks. They're not evil. They're lost. And they're wandering around. They're doing what lost people do. They have an excuse. We have no excuse. We have this gift, this unbelievable gift. And we are living in the last generation. We get to represent God right now. But the scripture that haunts us every day is the one we all know. How are they going to know? They're not going to church. How are they going to know unless somebody tells them God loves them? Nobody's telling them. Only 1% of Christians are sharing their faith intentionally. God help us. We're surrounded by people every day. They're all lost. If you're looking, you go in the mall and you just stop and look around and realize that 80% of them are on their way to hell.
You know, I want to go into that because that is the theme of this book. It's what God has done in your life, but it's also how you share your faith every single day. And I have been with you in lots of settings where I've seen this, and I'll just give my own testimony that I've actually been ministered to not only by your story in this book, but by you personally, seeing how you just share Jesus. And you're right. Most Christians don't really know how, but the exciting thing about this book is it gives a plan and gives people vision. It gives people faith that they can do it too.
Yeah, well, you know, we have all these evangelism programs, and thank God for every one of them. I've been through them all, and they teach us things. But the fact of the matter is most Christians don't go to evangelism programs. And so then they use it. You use it as an excuse of, well, that I'm not trained. I don't have to share my faith. That's for the pastor or whatever. No, the Great Commission is to go into the world, all those who are paid or trained or eloquent or gifted. No, it doesn't say that. It says all of us are called to go to the world and make a difference in the world. And this book shouts the message. It's not about training and it's not about preparation. You can start this moment because Jesus said, you know what? They're going to know you're my disciple by your love. That's it. And you can love on people. And when you love on people, not for the purpose of getting their scalp, of getting them on their knees and praying, because that's a sales pitch and that's pressure. And I did that for a long time. I'm just talking about loving. Yeah, we can all love on people. And when we love on people, the Holy Spirit's there and he opens up the conversation with complete strangers. And you'd be surprised that within 5 minutes, they're sharing their deepest needs. It's amazing how fast that happens. The Holy Spirit, he's been preparing them before you even start talking to them. And then here's the best part, folks. If you don't hear anything else with this, this is the exciting part. This brings you into intimacy with God. He says in Mark 13:11, don't prepare. Don't even think about it. I'm bumping into people all day long. I couldn't prepare for all those conversations, and I'm not an expert at all their problems. I couldn't do that. Luke 12:12 says the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. When you run out of words, the Holy Spirit gives you the words. And in every conversation, at the moment when you know, now you know their need, you've listened, you'd be a good listener. And they tell about how they're in the middle of a divorce or they just lost their baby or whatever it is. And then God supernaturally gives you the words to say. He'll give you scriptures you haven't thought of for years that's coming out eloquently. And you know, God is using you. He's using you. He's speaking through you, and the life in front of you is being changed. Folks, if you have not had that experience, you've missed out on the joy of being a Christian. It ignites your life. And that is why we're to share our faith secondarily for them and primarily for you. He wants you to share your faith for you because of what it does for you. In fact, in Isaiah 43:10, get this. If you only write down one scripture, write down this one. Isaiah 43:10, he says, I appoint you as my witness, and you want to know why? So that you will believe. And he didn't say, so you believe more. He says, so you'll believe. Basically, you could really read it. This is how you believe in me when you share me. Having absolute wholehearted faith is the opposite side of sharing your faith. When you share your faith is when God confirms your faith by speaking through you. And that's what this book is all about. It will ignite your life.
You know, there's so many questions that are going through my mind to ask you about, but one that I'd like to ask you is just real short, your story, because you took a product that your grandfather had developed. Help me out. 1906. Did I get it right?
Pretty close. 1901. Yeah.
1901, only 5 years off, and made it into a international brand that everybody knows, Meguiar's Car Wax. And that really gave you the platform for this ministry. But how did you take something from your grandfather and make it into what it's become?
You know, you just follow the Lord. When he told me to go retail, my grandfather started in 1901. Now I'm out of college in 1964. And it's a little business doing $600,000 a year. We're buffing cars, literally buffing with machine polisher in garages. That's how I made my living. And God spoke to me to go retail. And I said to God, okay, well, I don't know anything about retail. I don't have a clue. I know how to buff a car. I'm really good at that. But I don't know anything about going to retail. So you're going to have to instruct me. In fact, this scripture, Proverbs 3:5, I came out of college with this being my favorite scripture. Trust the Lord with your whole heart. The key is whole heart, folks. You got to trust him with your whole heart. If you trust him with your whole heart, guess what? He directs your steps. And so I said, this is easy for me. I don't have any. It says, don't lean on your own understanding, right? Trust him with your whole heart and don't depend on your own understanding. I said, it's easy. I have no understanding. I have a clue what I'm doing. So it's easy for me to trust you with my whole heart. And we've become the biggest car wax by far in the United States and most places around the world. And it's just been, I mean, it's the trials and all the problems of growing a business, employees, the supply chain problem. I've been through all that. I'm a layman. But I face all those huge challenges knowing God's going to direct my steps because I live not for my business. I live to share him with everybody I'm with in the worst of circumstances. When the buyer turns me down, I don't lose my joy because I'm there. My main concern is I want him to see Jesus through me. I want to move him closer to Jesus. And they see me smiling when they turn me down in an order that they know I need to have, and I'm still loving on them. That changes things. It's not it's supernatural. And that's the world we live in. And when and then all things work together for good. All things. Romans 8:28. I'll make everything in your life work together for good. Well, we all know that scripture, but we don't believe it. We don't live it because we don't read the whole scripture. Because he says, I'll make everything. He's telling this is promised to you. I'll make everything from now until you get to heaven. I'll make everything in your life work together for good. What? No, he means that. But there's two provisos. There's two things you need to do. One, you need to love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. If you love him, you're going to share him. Whatever you love, you talk about. Okay, so it comes automatic. But he adds to it, to those who love me, to those who to live their life for my purpose. Well, what's God's purpose? Well, his purpose, that's easy. There's no argument with that. He came to seek and save the lost. When we live every day to seek and save the lost, he'll make everything work for good. That's the end of fear. And that's the beginning of wholehearted faith. That is our book. I don't know if I can get up here right. How do I get up there? You defeat fear with effortless faith. You don't have to worry anymore. You have effort. It just happens automatically. I'll give you an example, and you know this story really well, Steve. I had a joint venture partner that was I found out they're throwing me out of my business the next morning in a conference call board meeting. I was 65 years old. My life was over. I lost my business, my testimony, my income. Everything is gone, my whole life, my family business. They're kicking me out of my own business, okay? You know what I did that night? I paced all night long and said, God, I trust you. I trust you. No, actually, that's not what I did. I prayed about a 2-minute prayer. I said, God, I'm all yours. I ask you for nothing because of two things. You know I live for your purpose, and I know you honor your word. End of story. Good night. And that's just the way I prayed it. And I went to sleep immediately. I slept all night. Folks, I've been through this. This is not academia for me. I've done this. I lost a 49-year-old daughter who's the closest person to me. I was in the hospital dying. They gave up. The doctors gave up on me. I've been there. So I woke up the next morning fresh. I went to the meeting, and within 10 minutes, God, he had my joint venture partner tied up and so mad they started cussing at me. F-ing you and Jesus. I broke out laughing. It could have been the worst moment of my life, but effortlessly, I was having the time of my life because I saw God in motion doing what I couldn't do. I was defenseless. They had all the cards. They took over the board. I was toast, but I wasn't because I knew God's going to make everything work together. Why do I do that? Because I live for God's purpose. Folks, if you start living your life today, resolve today, I beg you, resolve today. Tell God today, from this moment forward, help me to move everybody, every day, everybody I'm with, every day closer to Jesus. If only to say, look in their eyes, say, God bless you. Give them a hug. Give them encouragement in some way. But don't just do good. They don't. That doesn't bring anything. It just brings glory to you. Everything you do, touch people, move them. So they know that's a good person. They're a Christian. If we'd all start doing that, there's 30 million of us. You know, 80% of the unchurched have a Christian in their life right now that they trust. We can ignite America with revival in 30 days. We can do this. But most importantly, it'll ignite your life. And it'll give you wholehearted faith. No more fear. No more worries. How would you like to know that God's answering your prayers? He says, trust me with your whole heart, I'll answer your prayers. How would you like to know he's directing your steps? He says, I'll direct your steps if you trust me with your whole heart. See, it's all together. It's not separated. At my age, I'm 82 years of age. I finally figured out it's so simple. We just love God, and we allow love people to love God, to love people through us, and everything else is, it just happens. It's effortless, and that will ignite your life.
You know, I've had the privilege of interviewing many interesting people in my journalistic career, and you are one of the most interesting, and your story is in this book. And you just gave a great endorsement for why people should bother to read it. There are so many good books out there, and a lot of people, it just takes something to get people to read a book, and I just appreciate what you shared. And as we wrap up this short podcast, I want to ask you if you would close in prayer and pray for the viewers that God will touch them and help them to walk in this kind of victory that you're sharing about.
I would do that. I'd just give one last word of encouragement. You can get the book at Amazon.com, but you can also see reviews, okay? These are unsolicited reviews. I have nothing to do with other people. I don't know. But we have over 300 reviews, and they're all five-star. There's every one of them is five-star. But you sit and read those reviews of how this book has changed their life. Almost everyone is saying, I never shared my faith. I never thought I could, and now I'm sharing my faith every day, and I'm having so much fun. You want to have your life changed? It's for you. It's secondarily when the loss, it's for you. The reason he says from Genesis to Revelation to proclaim the good news is for you. He wants your heart. He knows when you do that, that's the way he will capture your heart. And you have wholehearted faith. Folks, I mean, not for me. I don't make any money off the book, but I got to tell you, you might want to check out this book, Ignite Your Life. Okay, Father God, we love you. We honor you. Thank you. Holy God, for creating us, we're nothing. And you not only created us, but you put your spirit within us. You gave us your DNA. You made us in your image. And you made us for eternity. Wow. You made us to be joint heirs with your son? Seriously? Can we even comprehend what that means? And most of those listeners right now, we're going to see you in a fraction of a moment. It's not going to matter if we're blue or red or American or Chinese or Russian or who got a leg. None of that matters. You get caught up in the things of this world. But the only thing that matters is, are we solid with you? And with that clock ticking, God, help us to use every moment of every day to get as many people into heaven as possible before it's too late and they're left behind. That breaks our hearts. How many people do we know that will be left behind unless we tell them? That's our responsibility. Folks, that's your responsibility. I pray, Father God, that you, by your Spirit, minister, empower, ignite, and give everybody listening to us today the most incredible time of their life in the days we have left. May these be the best days of their lives as they figure it all out and realize this is their focus. And if they focus on you, you'll take care of everything else. That's your promise to us, your holy God. You promised that to us. Why, how can we do anything less? Minister to everybody listening to my voice right now in this conversation. May you ignite them through us, Lord, to live our lives for you and to bring everybody closer to you. We're praying for a harvest. Think of all those who listen to us right now. If each one of us started doing this, how many thousands of people will be in glory forever because of this moment? Hallelujah. We trust you for that, Holy God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wasn't that a powerful prayer? I hoped you prayed it, and I hope that you were inspired to read Barry's book. You can get this on Amazon.com and other retailers. The book has really taken off. Many churches have used it. It is not a training manual on discipleship. It's his story, his genuine story of how God has done something so deep in his life that he's inspired so many different people. And you know, you can be inspired in the same way. And remember that scripture that he talked about. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You know, that's a key that most of us don't get. So I hope that that came through loud and clear today on the Strang Report. If you like these podcasts, be sure to subscribe and hit the little bell so you know when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, God bless you.